Well, I think that the country is dealing with it. It's just people are dealing with it in a variety of ways. So there are a lot of Americans who are worried about what their lives would look like under a Trump administration, especially people of color, Muslims, immigrants, and there's a real fear there. But I think that there's a combination of reaction from those groups of both dealing with the grief of the possibilities of things to come, but also thinking about how to organize for the future. And for Trump supporters, obviously, as you can hear from the preceding package, they're happy, and of course they're dealing with it pretty easily.
The meeting between the president-elect and the incumbent in the White House went on much, much longer than was anticipated. And I'm wondering if there's a parallel to be drawn here between what happened in the UK after the Brexit vote, when people were surprised to see that a majority voted to leave the European Union. Those behind that campaign, I think, were rather caught out. They weren't expecting to win, and they suddenly had to start planning, what are we going to do now? Is Donald Trump in the same position? Will he have to take a reality check now that he knows he's going to be president?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think that you could hear in his victory speech, and you can hear in the way that he's talking about his meeting with President Obama, that, you know, they don't have a lot of experience, and so they really do want and need help. And I think that both Democrats and Republicans are going to come together to try to help the Trump transition team and then the Trump presidency, just so they can do the basic functions of government, because there's not a lot of experience on the team in order to do that. And so you'll see a lot of people who came out against Trump joining his administration, helping him to navigate what is a very complex and difficult job for which he doesn't have a lot of preparation.
Now, he talked, of course, in his acceptance speech of governing for all Americans, which is curious when you think of the groups that he's isolated during the campaign, and the Mexicans that have come into America, Muslims living in America. And of course, he says he will get rid of Obamacare, which surely is going to hit a lot of his core voters, isn't he? The lower income bracket of white America.
Yes. So there are a couple of things that he's going to have to navigate. One is that he's made a lot of promises to the white working class, but the policies that he's embraced haven't necessarily been ones that will ultimately serve them, particularly his tax policies, his ideas about privatizing education, infrastructure, and health care. Those are going to have some serious economic repercussions for people. As to the change in rhetoric, I think that change in rhetoric is about buying respectability, but for groups who are vulnerable that have been demonized and scapegoated over the course of this campaign, that is a breach that is going to be incredibly difficult to heal, especially because it has emboldened white nationalists and anti-Semites and men's rights activists to continue to hold those ideas and to act on them. And that's going to be a force that has been unleashed that no speech is going to be able to tamp back down.
You would think that the core group who have put President-elect Trump into the White House, where he will take over in January next year, they're a pretty volatile group, or at least that's the way they're being portrayed internationally. So if they don't get what President Trump has delivered, they're going to react badly, aren't they?
Well, it's hard to say, because part of the Trump vote was about smashing the system, right? Smashing the establishment, sort of coming out and having your voice heard by destroying a system. And that has been accomplished at any rate. I think that there will be some forgiveness and some latitude for him in office, but he is going to have to deliver on some of his core promises, and some of those are undeliverable. Building a wall, I think what is most likely to happen is something that we've seen repeatedly with Donald Trump, is that he will declare the problem solved. He'll declare the wall built or the border secure, and then just quite quickly move on. And whether or not his supporters will be satisfied with that is something we'll just have to wait and see. Because just as Trump has been unpredictable, I think we don't actually know enough about his supporters to know how they would react.
Much has been made of the fact that Hillary Clinton, despite losing the election, actually won the popular vote. And it's not the first time that that's happened in the United States. It also happened when Al Gore lost to George W. Bush. I mean, does that suggest that there is a problem that needs fixing with the electoral system, or is it just a quirk of it?
Well, it is a quirk of the electoral system. It's happened a few times in American history, but not often. But that electoral college was put in place as sort of a check against unrestrained small-d democracy, and it would be a very difficult thing to change, and especially because that system currently advantages one party, because the Republicans benefit from that. Remember, the Republicans have only won the popular vote once in the last seven presidential elections, and yet they have controlled the presidency for the years of George W. Bush, and now they've won again with Trump. I mean, this is how the system is set up. So the goal for both Clinton and Trump was not to win the popular vote, but to win the Electoral College. But I think there are structural reasons why it is not going to change.
Overall, do you think that the people will be prepared to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt and wait and see in terms of what he actually does?
It's hard to say. I mean, yes, in a way. Like, I think people will be just sort of warily watching to see what's going to happen. But I think that that is probably too much to ask of the groups who are actually living in a great deal of fear right now, to ask them to now be magnanimous and to give the benefit of a doubt to a man who has an incredible amount of power, and power that he gained by scapegoating them. I can't imagine that that's anything that we could ask of those Americans.